Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, sharing about your world. We have Lisa Bedford, thesurvivalmom.com, thesurvivalmom.com. And we're going to go to your questions and comments. Let's go to Francis in North Carolina. Francis, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hey, folks.
Hi,
yeah,
Francis.
It was there. Anyway, wishing you all a safe, fun weekend to start off with.
Thank you.
Quick thought for you and a subjective question. The quick thought is, so much for having clothespins in case you have laundry that needs to be dried. Two, if you're in a pinch and don't have that, you know how they have those plastic closures on your package of bread that supposedly keeps the end of it closed until you purchase it or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
I stumbled across where you can actually use those for a clothespin if you're in a pinch and you're camping or whatever. That are those little plastic things or whatever.
Right.
As far as the water situation goes, I presume that using a 2-liter bottle that's plastic with the BPA is more for external use only and not for digestion.
If I were dying of thirst, I'd drink it.
Right.
I guarantee you.
Well, yeah, I'll give you that. Although I would go through filtration first before I even bother doing that. If you're able to get glass bottles to do that with, hey, more power to you if you're able to find them, for that matter. But, yeah, that can be quite a pickle for the water. But
yeah.
Just thought I'd share that thought with you. And, yes, I'd have to go with the silver more than I would bleach. So.
Yeah, but just a few drops of bleach, I don't think it's going to hurt anything. Let me go to our guest. Lisa, your comments?
Well, the 2-liter bottles, there are different kinds of plastic used in water bottles. And some are better for a longer-term storage than others. And the bleach, the reason I recommend the bleach is that it's so easy for someone to go buy a bottle of bleach. You know, so you and I, we know what we're talking about when we say we can add some silver to water. That is a mystery to 90% of the people out there.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. That is true. Yeah.
Y'all have
All
fun.
Right.
Have a great one. Thanks.
Thank you, dear. Thank you for the phone call. Let's go to... Now let's try Mary in New Jersey. Mary in New Jersey? Steve in Virginia. Steve in Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you very much. I basically was going to mention what Francis did on the water. That's important, I think, to remember on the plastic. I know some last longer. I think the Deer Park brand is supposed to be very good for a little longer storage. And the water filter, I think Professor McCanny may have a filter that's offered. I know there are various types. It's kind of hard to determine, you know, which one is the best, if we could say that. But I know that there's a good, he may have a good filter. And also, he has some kind of a generator that he's working on. That's something that people may want to look into. As far as communities, if it's possible, we think that it might be a little better to try to be somewhat of a distance away from a larger, more populated area, at least some distance perhaps, or if you could work it out maybe I guess it's better if you could work it out with a few people and have a location. I mean, there are different details, I guess, it would have to be worked
out. You bring up a good point. You bring up a good point there, Kevin, of working together with other people. Let me ask Lisa. Lisa, do you involve other people around you, people in your church, homeschooling group, or whatever? Or do you believe, like a lot of people do, that I don't want to tell or show my cards to other people?
You know, you can connect with like-minded people without either of you just blurting out everything you have and just telling everyone all of your plans. I mean, none of us tell everything to everybody, I hope. That's the definition of a bore. You know, they're going to go into detail about their grandkids and their detail about what they have for breakfast and their health issues. No. You know, we all hold some things back. And so I think it's really foolish to think that there's going to be a worst case scenario, and somehow you and maybe a small handful of others are going to hold off, you know, hungry people.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. 3 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Lisa Bedford is our guest.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. We're taking your calls today. We want to find out what is on your mind for the next few minutes with our guest today, Lisa Bedford. Let's see, where did we stop? We had Kevin in Ohio on the phone. Kevin, are you still there? Guess not. Okay.
Good morning.
You're there. You're there. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Anything else, Kevin?
I haven't talked to you yet. You were talking to someone else.
I'm sorry.
Whatever the confusion is, God bless you, Joyce. Joyce, you've led me to so many things over the years.
You're so kind.
You have all kinds of things, sun air, coconut oil, all kinds of things. One thing people aren't addressing here, and I'm glad to talk to your guest, very important. And I know somewhat of why you store buckets of water when you know the power's going to go out. But what people are talking about so much is consumption. I've been in a business for 20 years. I don't want this to be self-served. And it's dealing with expulsion and sanitation. I've been in a composting toilet business. And Josh has one of the pieces of equipment, composter. And I've produced a mix that makes composting happen in composting toilets for almost 20 years. And I sent Josh some of my products several years ago, but that's when his wife was having another child and wouldn't accept that. But sanitation is so important.
Well, we got rid
of it. I can show people how it can be done without water, without any other devices, and have good sanitation. And people don't talk about this.
Your website? How can people find out more about your product?
Well, what I do is I produce the product and label it for the oldest composting toilet company in the world. The company is BioLet, and also EZ-Loo. And my friend in Switzerland produces these EZ-Loos up near Toledo, Ohio.
Hmm.
And I've been dealing with him for almost 20 years, or 20 years, really. And Josh has one of my products that I sent him several years ago. We had good conversation about it.
Well, I doubt he still has it, but that's okay. Go ahead. Okay, so you're saying that people need to check into getting these composting toilets. Let me go to our guest. Lisa, do you know about composting toilets?
Oh, yeah. And, in fact, I am working on a book about survival after an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse event. And a big chunk of my research has been on sanitation. And you can imagine when the power goes down at a water treatment plant, your city sewer system, whatever's in the pipes is going to stay there. And there are a lot of different kinds of natural disasters where that all starts backing up. It's a huge issue. And on my website, I do have several articles about dealing with sanitation. The composting toilets, what is interesting is that they have set up community systems, a community composting toilet system, where there are numerous, it's a whole system, and there's a video on YouTube that shows how they set that up for a very small community. So I do think that sanitation would be a huge issue in a worst-case scenario.
Yes, absolutely. And toilet paper, toilet paper, toilet paper. Now, let me ask you, do you need a special type of toilet paper for a composting toilet, Kevin?
No, you don't. The best thing is the lightest paper to Scott tissue. And, Joyce, not only the little composting toilet that I produce the starter mulch for, but the large composting toilet I deal with. And out there in Missouri, in St. Charles County, we've built over 35 public restrooms in their park system out there, and they handle thousands and tens of thousands of uses. We build complete buildings with solar.
Wonderful. Is the website? Let me give the website, because we're going to lose Lisa in just a second. So what is the website?
Well, there's a website that I deal with, EZ-Loo.
Okay, E-A-S-Y, E-A-S-Y, easy.
No, just the two letters, E, letter Z, and L-O-O. Loo is what they call toilets in Europe.
Right, Loo. Right. But we can't tell how to spell it by your saying it. So that's what is E, the letter E, echo, Z is in zebra or Zulu, and then L-O-O, correct?
Yeah.
Easy Loo.
Yeah, Lima, Oscar, Oscar. Yeah.
Okay, and then what is your website for the composting material?
Well, I produce there. I label it for that company. I've always produced it. I'm a cottage industry, but
okay.
You can go to
good.
Home Depot.
I'm glad.
You can
all
buy
right.
My product at Home Depot, Amazon, all the lots of places sell my
what
product.
Is the name of your product?
It's BioLet Starter Mix.
Got it. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Kevin. I appreciate that.
Again. God bless.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let's go to Susan in Oregon. Susan in Oregon, I think you'll be
Hello,
our final
Joyce.
Caller.
This is Sue. Glad to know you're still there. Anyway,
thank you.
Pete, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay. In order to shower, especially little children, get a portable bug sprayer. You can take it to the stove, put the hot water in it, and safely carry it to the bathroom where they're in the shower. And you can use that spray nozzle to save water, but to keep your kids and yourself clean.
Hmm. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Soap would be another
thing
you need to
my idea, and I got mine sitting there waiting. But I think it's a safe way to carry hot boiling water.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, very good. Thank you very much for that. I appreciate it. All right. Let me go back to Lisa. Lisa, we're just about out of time. Anything else you'd like to add on anything that you've heard here today?
I think the people who are thinking about sanitation issues are right on target, because that is one more thing besides water that we take for granted, is we flush the toilet and everything's okay. I would say suggest doing some research in composting toilets and what you would do if your water system did go out for a long period of time. It's
absolutely
not glamorous.
Yeah,
that's, for sure.
That's true. It's not glamorous, but it is
right.
necessary, and it's time to think about those things. Lisa, I want to thank you so much.
TheSurvivalMom.com,
TheSurvivalMom.com, incredible website. And go there, take advantage of all of her information. She's probably made some mistakes she'll tell you about and done some things right, and that's what it's all about, and we're all going to be doing that. So thank you, Lisa, for joining us, and we'd love to have you back on again.
Thanks, Joyce.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take your phone calls now. I do hope you go to her website and share her incredible recipes for soups and stuff that she's got there also.
It's a great homeschooling resource, you know, as well as far as the pros and cons and the mistakes made and everything like that. You know,
good.
She has some good blogs on homeschooling.
Good
yeah.
deal.
And I love the, there's one particular that I like about, because, you know, I've been staying home with the kids, so I do laundry now. And, you know, I have thought about, well, what do you do? You know, how am I going to do all this laundry if the power goes out? And so there's a great little idea with a bucket and plunger and stuff. So
excellent.
Yeah, I thought it was really neat.
Yeah, yeah. The stock market's up 101 points today because of all the good economic news, of course. Gold is at 1170. Oil is hovering around the $60 mark. And the Supreme Court has ruled on same-sex marriage. They have ruled on same-sex marriage. It's all okay for everybody now. So there you got it. I don't know what that's going to do to each individual state and how they're going to handle it, but the same-sex marriage has been upheld by the Supreme Court.
Wow.
And as Josh said,
that's no comment.
Anyway, let's take some phone calls. Let's take some phone calls from you. Wes in Idaho. Now, the number for phone calls, if you've never called in before, if you'd like to, 855-995-6923, 855-995-6923. Let's go to Wes in Idaho. Go ahead, please, Wes. You're on the air.
Yes, update on Kent Hovind. He is to be released July 8th.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I called up Curation today a couple of days ago. Scott Bennett was on the other day. He was speaking about 911 and people he had worked with. Rebecca Roth was one that you've had on. Suzanne Lindar, who I've heard before, Richard Gage of Architects, Barbara Honecker, and Dr. Alan Sobrowski, who is a Marine, who was a former director of the United States Army War College. There are interviews of him on YouTube. I want to ask, I haven't heard you or Alan, Alex Jones, had Dr. Alan Sobrowski, former director, United States Army War College, on about 911. Maybe you
okay,
can
Okay, now there's no conspiracy here to keep him off the air. First of all, let me say that. I didn't know who he was or what he was, so that may be my ignorance, but maybe we can have Catherine put that down to get him on the show then. So don't think that, you know, you need to call in and, you know, find out what the evil reason is that I won't put him on, because I just didn't know. So I appreciate your mentioning that, Wes, and we'll try to get him on.
Okay, good. Do you know what he is noteworthy about 9114?
No.
Should I tell you?
No, I guess not. Come on now.
I wonder why have you, not you, and Alex Alex Chantel.
Look, first of all, don't link me with Alex, okay? We don't talk about who we're going to put on or not put on or why we're not going to put on. Thank you very much for the phone call, Wes. I appreciate it. We don't work in cahoots together. I mean, if you haven't figured that out by now, Wes, thank you for the phone call. We'll be back after this 4-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2015 for 30% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
All loans subject to Ondex Corp. Rule must be business at least 1 year to apply.
Attention, small business owners needing financing. Are you too busy running your business to deal with the slow lending process of your bank? Are you frustrated at the paperwork and delays just trying to get a decision? Then you need Ondex, the A-plus Better Business Bureau-rated small business experts, where our simple application process takes as little as 10 minutes and funding could be available in just one business day. At Ondex, we focus on your business operation and cash flow, not just your personal credit score. And we're ready to help with loans of up to $250,000. True business loans, not credit card advances. OnDeck provides financing to a wide variety of small businesses like restaurants, plumbing, landscaping, freight trucking, and healthcare providers. If you're frustrated with the paperwork and long decision times of traditional lenders, contact OnDeck. Funding could be available in just one business day. OnDeck is publicly listed on the New York Stock Exchange and has provided over $2 billion to small businesses like yours. So go to OnDeckLending.com today or call 800-293-6819. That's 800-293-6819.
We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
Now that's a good dancing song, I'll tell ya.
We need leaders who lead us, not stick with some bleeders, then ransom our future and our children, that's wrong. this mess, we must take America back.
Oh, Steve Voss, I love you. He is on the city council in San Diego. City council member in San Diego.
Really?
Yeah, he made it. That is a good thing. Steve Voss, that album is available at the Power Mall. If you want a little bit of something to make you feel good, get the Steve Voss album from the Power Mall. Give us a call at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Let's go to the callers, and at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to tell you about that email that I got from Thomas at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to Kathy in Florida. Kathy, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, Kathy?
Well, hi, Joyce. It's just a pleasure to speak with you.
Well, thank you.
I enjoy everything that you do. First-time caller.
Really?
Yes, I've been listening to you for about a year, and I'm just able to give you a call and just
so thrilled
with your program.
Well, thank you. And what prompted you to call after a year?
Well, I was able to put my sign up and for my break and take a little bit of 15 minutes.
Okay. All righty. That is a good reason.
Yeah. Anyway, I just wanted to tell you a story about one of my dogs real quick. She got bit by a snake and we didn't realize it on her nose, and we let it go for a couple of weeks and we realized it started to swell. We put the silver botanicals as well as the clay on it, and we kept that doing that for about 2 weeks. It started to puff up, scabbed it over. Next thing you know, the scab came off and she's as good as new. You never would have known she got bit.
Wow, that is a good story. Now, that's a good Friday morning story.
Isn't it?
I thank you. Yeah, I thank you for sharing that because, you know, my dog the other day, I took him for a walk, and here I go in there, and he's barking and barking, and there's a big, huge black snake all up, you know, and ready to strike, and black snakes are okay snakes. I mean, that is, I guess, if you're not a mouse, but this is a really bad snake, a really big, intimidating snake, and Sarge was going to take him on, and, man, I was trying to get him away because I don't even want to have to deal with that because that would be a huge problem. I don't care any snake bite's going to be a bad one, but you say you use clay and silver together, is that right?
Actually, I use the silver botanicals, for the deodorant. I mix that with the clay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Now, how do you keep it on the dog's nose?
Well, it just stayed there. It just
really.
We formed it into a paste, like a thick paste.
Mm-hmm.
Kept it on her nose, and we applied it 2 times a day.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Good going. Now, also, let me ask you this. Why is it you listen to the Power Hour? You started a year ago. Why is it you listen to the Power Hour?
Well, my husband got me involved in it, and I said I need to have a phone so that I can listen to it, so I can listen to you on at work, and because you tell the truth, and we need to have more people out there like you and Alex to tell the truth and to have everybody stand behind you. Everybody has a part, and everybody has to get fired up.
You're right. And then when we need to marshal some support to go somewhere to do something, if there's another Randy Weaver or whatever, then we need to be there and not later and not come along, you know, when the case goes to trial or something like that. We need to be there and say we are supporting the people and this is what the people are thinking.
Absolutely. And sometimes, Joyce, even if you can't be there in person, you know what? We still have a prayer life. We can still petition God and God can raise somebody up to be there for us.
Good point. Good point. Thank you so much, dear. I appreciate your phone call. Appreciate your listening. And thank you. What's your dog's name?
Precious.
Oh, I'm so glad Precious is okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you
for
love
calling.
You.
Love you, too. Let's go to Chuck in West Virginia. Hey, Precious. How are you doing, Chuck?
All right, George. How you doing?
I'm blessed. Thank you. What's up?
You're back here. I'm Rush Limbaugh Wednesday about that shooter from South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
He was reading an article out of the UK Daily Mail. That guy was on drugs and he's playing the video games. Everything. Yeah, he's on
could be that we were all right. Yeah, we were all
called
right.
Callie Moe, that's one of the Three Stooges. That boy.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. He was reading it out of the Daily Mail if you want to check it out.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
The drug, though. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. I forget the name of the drug. Suboxone was one of them he was on. I don't know what the other ones were. He was on a lot of them. Okay. When we come back, Wayne in Indiana is next. Wayne in Indiana. We'll be back. 3 minute break. And I do need to unload just a little bit here in this next segment. So, Josh is shaking his head. We'll be back. 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to 4 rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. And the best part, the pristine digital picture and sound. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-888-379-MYTV. 1-888-379-MYTV.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Man, that is so good. Celebrate good times. Come on.
Celebrate.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
Let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here. A celebration to last throughout the year.
No kidding.
So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate.
Oh, man, that is a dancing song. Oh, man, I never get tired of that song. I can play that all weekend long, too, Josh. That is so good. Thank you for playing that. Let me just quickly remind you about the Gary Null offer. I know that it's hard to get into the Power Mall now. I've tried 4 times to get in there. I finally got my phone call in, but then I just kind of wonder if they don't see, you know, my name on there and hang up. But I don't know if that's it or not. But anyway, yeah.
Ignore.
Rosie's going, I don't need to talk to her. I got enough to do over here. Anyway, the offer has really kept the phone lines busy. So here's what Dr. Gary Null said yesterday. He's got 3 DVDs he is going to give away to you if you purchase one of the food items from the Power Mall. And if you purchase that food item so that we don't have to absorb the shipping, because you all know how much shipping is. We could not afford this. So when he opened up the offer yesterday, he was going to pay for the shipping to us, and then we would have to pay the shipping. And I said, oh, no can do.
Right.
There's no way we can pay shipping on free items. It's just, it would bankrupt us. So we're going to offer this if you purchase one of the food items from the Power Mall. That's the way we're going to do it. And I think that is an amazing offer. Three DVDs, $120 value. If you call us at 573-378-6049, 573-378-6049, or if you can't get in, go to thepowermall.com and place your order there. And we will honor it and get you the free DVDs. But you do have to purchase an item so that we can cover the shipping. Now, here's what I got an email from Thomas. And let me just tell you, he has already written and apologized in a way. But let me just say, here's what he said. Very disappointed in Joyce's selfishness. I'm writing this email to let Joyce know how very disappointed I am in what she did today. Gary Knoll was going to give two DVDs to us listeners and pay for the shipping. He said that he would ship them out tomorrow. He was going to ship them to us. No, that's not true. Let me just correct that right now. He wasn't going to. He didn't say that he would have Joyce send them, so the shipping charges didn't even concern the Power Hour. That's not true. And Thomas did write and say that he re-listened to the show and saw where he was incorrect on that. He said, I lost a lot of respect for Joyce when she interrupted Gary, interjected her personal gain as a condition of receiving Gary's kind, unconditional gift. No free gifts for my listeners unless I get a cut of the action, he says, seems to be Joyce's attitude. Her selfishness will prevent a lot of her listeners from being able to receive Gary's gift because they cannot afford to purchase one of the products. Had she not pulled the stunt, any and all of us listeners could have received his gift. I just want to let you know that, again, the fact I am writing this email shows you how enraged I am with Joyce that she pulled this stunt today. I feel like her true color is shown today. Shame on you, Joyce. Well, anybody who has to put shame on another person, I really wonder about. Although I have said that in some response to emails, I will tell you. I would say shame on you for not considering the facts.
I have to say, I have an admission to make. Whenever I was listening to the show yesterday, and I my immediate reaction was not the same as him, but kind of similar until I thought about it for a second or two. I was, because immediately it was like, he's offering to give this away, but now we have to, there's a caveat or whatever.
Right.
But then I was like, if it's going through the Power Mall, think of all the time involved, the labor involved, the shipping involved, and so once I took a second, two or three minutes to think about it, it's like, an impossibility to be able to do that, because you would have, if it was completely for, I mean, it is for everybody, but if it was just open to, imagine how many phone calls you'd be getting.
Thousands.
Right now, they're filled up with even just this offer,
Right.
It's just, wow.
There would have been thousands. And I cannot afford to pay people out there for days and weeks that it would take to send out free stuff, plus the shipping.
Right.
I mean, if it's $10 per order, and I don't know what it is, I'm just guessing, but let's say round number $10 per order for shipping, UPS shipping. If we had 2,000, times $10.
That's $20,000.
There's no way. There's no way. So, I've got to say this. And the reason I'm bringing this up is if Josh thought that, then a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. That was my immediate reaction.
Supposed to be on my team.
I am on your team.
You used to be.
Okay, yeah. That was a few minutes ago.
No, but that's the reason I'm bringing it up.
I'm just being honest, actually happened, and I was like, oh. But then I thought about it. It was that makes total sense.
Yeah, your wife's out there, one of those poor people taking those phone calls over and over again. And if it had been for free stuff, it would have been unbelievably busy.
Yeah.
But anyway, so let me just say that's the reason I'm bringing this up. Now, Thomas did email me back and say, I really listened to the program, and I understand that's not what Gary said. But he said, I don't think you should have to purchase $100 worth of products or $70 worth of products. No, the muscle stuff is $39.99. The muscle stuff is $39.99. So if you order the muscle stuff, or the green stuff or the red stuff or whatever, then you'll get those three documentaries. And that way we can take care of the shipping.
So you get $220 worth of stuff for $40.
Yeah. So, you know, I think we're doing a lot. Now, that is a lot of work for them to have to take all these orders out there, but they're glad to do it because it does benefit us. And for the people that are saying, all you care about is money, wrong. And I think if you knew me, you would know that. And if you came around here and saw that I purchased my clothes at the thrift store, just like we buy them for the vets, mm-hmm. you know, well, that and some QVC, I got to admit. Or maybe some HSN. Or maybe, anyway. But I do go to the thrift store almost every week. But that's not the issue. The issue is that when I was sick and gone from this program, nobody bought anything. I mean, almost to the extent of not purchasing anything. I don't know why, but they didn't buy anything. And we were really hurting. And when I came back, I had to come back on the air, whether I was ready or not, and thank God I was. Thank you to God for that. But we were really hurting, and we still are in a situation where it's very tenuous, where we were making the decision as of August 1st, do we continue or not with the Power Mall? It was that serious. And so for those of you who think I should run this program with no money whatsoever and just let you all benefit from all the information, I'd love to do it. And every time I get one of those emails, I email them back and say, how am I going to do that?
I mean, the airtime alone is unbelievable.
What's that ISDN line?
Oh, yeah.
The ISDN line can be almost $1,000 a month just to have the line to go to Genesis to say hello to you all. So, I mean, all this stuff costs money. Now, if we didn't sell something and we sell the best products, and I make no apologies for selling the items that we sell. I make no apologies. They are the best you can buy. In fact, the Strauss people, when they were here the other day, they said, man, you have got the cream. You have got the best of everything. So, Thomas, I just want to say thank you. I got it off my chest, and I was able to say what I feel. And, I mean, if you guys want to really get to me, say shame on you, Joyce. That'll get you a response every time. But, you know, I know what he thought, and I understand he doesn't know what it's like to try and fund this operation. I would like to not have to fund this operation. I would love for somebody to say, Joyce, come on my radio show. No charge, no fee, no nothing. You just come on the show and talk for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And bring Josh in on Fridays. I would love that. But nobody's offered me that. So that's the way it is in Versailles, Missouri. Okay. So, Thomas, if you would like to call in right now, I will be more than happy to take your phone call at 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. Okay, let's go to Wayne in Tennessee. Wayne in Tennessee, you're on the air. Go ahead, please, Wayne.
Hi, Joyce. Hi, Josh.
Hi there.
Hello.
Quick solution to the shipping problem. It's here. It's free. Come and get it.
Oh, hey, that's a very good way to put it. Yeah. It's here. It's free. Come and get it.
Yeah. Next thing is the New Age composting toilets. Well, in Tennessee, we call them outhouses.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as far as the toilet paper situation, the Great Mullen plant has been provided for a number of things, and toilet paper is one of them. Do you know
great
the Mullen
what?
Plant? The
Mullen plant, right. Uh-huh, Mullen plant.
Yeah, just pull the leaves, stack them up, dry them in a dark place, and it's the best toilet paper you can find.
Yep. Now, that's what one other person says, $1,000 for a toilet, build an outhouse.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, that's all it is.
Yeah.
But everybody's got to get, you know, everybody's got to get their coin, you know, coming at them. And I understand that. But, you know, when you're sitting back and you're really back into the groove of surviving, I mean, we're going to find that our founders, our old folks, our grandfathers and grandmothers, they had it down pat. If we just kind of rely on what they found out to be true, hey, we can make it.
Very good. Hey, thank you very much for the phone call. You make way too much sense, Wayne. Way too much sense. Hey, Catherine,
yes.
Thank you very much. Catherine just sent me the schedule on Monday. it's going to be a program with John Torgrimson on seed saving. Seed saving.
Good.
And then on Tuesday, Adele Weiss and the federal income tax. Then and John Dinsley on charcoal. Oh, man, I love having him on the show. Then on Wednesday, James McCanny, Nibiru and his new wing generator project.
Mm, boy.
And James Perloff on 15 questions that are being asked about the Charleston shooting. Ooh, that ought to be good. And Robert Tactalian is going to join us regarding Vitamir. Thursday, Dr. Sherry Rogers and Scott Bennett again. Now, remember Scott talked about what's going on in the military? Well, we didn't get to what's going on in the military. We talked about a lot of other problems and how he was put in jail as an Army officer and convicted in a citizen court or in a civilian court. Then we have Ken O'Keefe on joining us. You all love Ken O'Keefe. So really thrilled about that. She's got such good schedules.
Yes, great week.
She is so good. She is unbelievably good. And by the way, the 15th person has entered the race. The governor of...
Jindal?
Yeah, Bobby Jindal has...
Louisiana.
Louisiana has entered the race. There's now, what, 15 people? And guess who is number one in running for the economic issues? Donald Trump.
Oh, really?
Donald Trump. Well, more people favor him.
I'm not a big fan of his or whatever, but he has grown a pretty profitable
like
empire.
Well, yeah, he's proved that he can make some money, and he doesn't just have to take it from everybody else. Let's go to Robert in Nevada, the way Hillary Clinton did. Let's go to Robert in Nevada. Robert, you're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good morning, George. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
And it's a shame that guy called and complained about not getting the free stuff, not realizing that you're a small operation, but you explained it very intelligently. You just can't afford to send stuff out with the mail.
Thank you.
So I get that. You have a list of people who can comment on the Civil War. Have you been given this name, James Kennedy and Walter Kennedy? Mm. They wrote the book, The South Was Right.
I don't think so. James Kennedy, okay?
Yeah,
I think
James
I heard it the other
Kennedy.
Day. Okay, and The South Was Right, okay?
That's the name of the book. They've written several books on war between the states, the real truth about history, et cetera, et cetera. And they are two really great assets to pick for that subject.
I'll have Catherine look at that then, and maybe we can get somebody scheduled. I want to talk about the Civil War because I need more information.
That's a pivotal point in our history, like most people don't even really believe, because it hit us on so many levels. Lincoln clearly hated the Constitution. He put people in jail without due process. He didn't give a damn about slaves. He made that clear if you read some of his writings, on and on and on. I mean, it really was a pivot point in our history, and that onion needs to be peeled a lot more. And those two boys, James and Walter Kennedy, can absolutely do that.
Excellent. I appreciate your mentioning that. And, you know, also, I wish that the Shadow Ring, the DVD Shadow Ring, I wish they would have put that in there about the Civil War, because we need something in a documentary form about what really happened in the Civil War. Because it's, you know, if you forget your history and if you never knew it in the first place because you were lied to about it, we're never going to know what's going on.
I agree. Keep up the good work, and God bless. And I'm glad
to hear you
that you are much healthier. And you're,
thank you so much. Thank you, Robert. Appreciate the phone call.
Care.
Thank you. You know, these people say, thank you for taking my call. No, it's you that I want to thank.
Thanks for calling.
Or at least 99% of them, I want to thank. Let's go to James in Georgia. James in Georgia, you're on the air.
Go ahead. How are you doing today?
I'm blessed. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind, James?
Yes, I'm glad that we're at the juncture where we were talking about the Civil War, but I had one point before that. Are you familiar with the document?
Can you turn down your radio? Can you turn down your radio, please?
Yes.
Good boy.
How's that right there?
That is much, much better. Thank you very much. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, you remember the document that was found on the copier that was sold at an auction for the government, and the document was titled Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars?
Correct. Uh-huh.
I think that you should do an expose show on that going in-depth, because we're in the middle of all of that right now.
We've done several shows on that with Deborah Tavares.
Yeah.
You know, her first show was just totally on that, but you're right. And what is, Josh, do you remember what her website is?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Look it up, why don't you, and see, if you don't mind.
Okay.
Because
that has everything to do with what's going on at this time with the shootings and the different things that are going on. These are part of the silent weapons that are being used in these quiet wars to make our minds and to mentally direct us. Because when you look at what it says, government, that's to control of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
When you decipher what government is, mental mind control. Now, on the other subject, where we have the Civil War was not fought over slavery, and the gentleman was correct. The Civil War, actually, slavery was on its way out of the door because the slave masters, they were more of the opinion at the time that it was easier to pay off the slaves as opposed to go to town and buy all of these different supplies for them. So it'd be easier for them economically just to pay them as opposed to hold them. And they would have less responsibility regarding them. Mm-hmm. And at the signing of the surrender at Appomattox, Salmon Chase, who was the, I think, the Attorney General for the United States at that time, he said this was to end the issue of states' rights. And what was the issue of states' rights? The issue of states' rights covered the grounds where a state had the proper and the rightful, legal and lawful ability to secede from
okay,
the Union.
Okay, we are out of time. You're right. Thank you so much for that information. We definitely need to do a show on the Civil War or two. We'll be back 3 minutes. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce
and Josh.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Power Hour 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-562-6121. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-562-6121. Now you can listen to the Power Hour when you want. Bookmark the Power Hour 24/7 listen line number today, 605-562-6121. Got it? Call 605-562-6121.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Who is moving on the waters? Who is holding up the moon? Who is peeling back the darkness with the burning light of noon?
who's standing on the mountains, who is on the earth below, who is bigger than the heavens, and the lover of my soul. Great to God, He is Yahweh. Great I am, He is Yahweh. The Lord of all, He is Yahweh. Rose of Sharon, He is Yahweh. Righteous Son, He is Yahweh. The three in one, He is Yahweh.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. The website, if you would like to see the website for Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, the way I believe it was James or Robert, I think it was Robert said, it is stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. Let's go to, we got two final callers here, James in South Carolina and Lauren in Ohio. Let's go to James, South Carolina. Go ahead, please, James. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to thank you for accepting my call, and I'm glad to hear that you're doing better, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much, okay. James.
The point that I wanted to make is I was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio, and I now live in South Carolina. And about this flag issue, it's such a bogus issue because most of your black politicians and your black preachers, they do absolutely nothing for the black community. That's
Boy, you've got a good point
time.
There. You've got a really
they
good
do
point.
Nothing. So this is some kind of way in which they can get a pat on their back. Oh, look, we took the Confederate flag down. And it's really a moot point because these people, the only thing that they do, they are profiteers, just like the black politicians are profiteers in the black community. They get government money. They have their little friends get all of their little things with it. And then the people suffer. So this is a cop-out.
Good
because
point.
They don't do what the Most High God tells them to do in the first place, period.
Good going. Hey, I could not agree more. Thank you so much for bringing that up, James. Awesome point. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Hi, sweetie. My family hails from South Carolina, and I was raised in Cleveland, so it's kind of a little switch up there. But, hey, you might want to find those people who found all that Civil War material, predated all that old constitutions, all the old stuff, and a house full of it, a whole room full of it. And Men in Black came, took all the material, and they said they took it and burned it. It was because then you'd understand the real Constitution is to uphold and defend the rights of men under God, and that we are not here to serve them. But I wanted to just call and confirm for the people who are confused as to who and what you are. I came down there to see you. You said, Lauren, I want to take you to my favorite store. I'm still wearing the clothes. I came home with a carload of clothes, $2, $3, wonderful clothes. My son's running out the door now in little blue shorts that you bought him. You know, people, come on now. My family, two of us would be dead if we hadn't have learned the information that I learned from your show on mycoplasma. And I was a drug rep. I believed all this stuff. My dad was a doctor. I believed all those lies. And if I hadn't have learned the truth, I'd be dead along with most of my family. My mom and dad are dead from cancer. I mean, my family's been destroyed by this pharmaceutical, monster. So I just wanted to call and confirm.
Aww.
And I had a nightmare story for you. My son wound up in seizures because I got busy getting some fish gummies because I needed probiotics from you, but I just figured I'd wait till I could put my order in. And he wound up in the emergency room having seizures.
Oh, my gosh, I got to talk to you. I tried to call you the other day, and your phone is busy, like, all day long. So give me a call. Give me a call. Thank you so much, Lauren. Thank you for your kind words.
Okay, but don't
it was
be buy good products from Joyce, because you can pay for it one way or pay for it the other. And I suggest
you
buy good products. Love you.
She is such a joy. I love shopping with her. I love shopping with her. She is so sweet. Thank you very much, Lauren in Ohio. Boy, I'll tell you, though, it will be a whirlwind. Anyway, you all have a blessed weekend. Do something nice for yourself and some